Which do you want? Love or fear? The inspiring self-mind experiences. The cubicle self-mind experiences. Each lends itself to an entirely different experience. Example: I believe it is good to exercise. But maybe I wake up one morning and clearly hear within my inspired self, "Do not exercise today." I am not told why, simply not today. I begin to think, this is often the culprit, cubicle thinking, that I can't not exercise today because I didn't exercise yesterday and I know I don't have time tomorrow, so I must exercise today. As I think about ignoring my inspiring voice, I notice some fear and tension arising, but I push it away and pretend I don't hear. So, though I hear my inspiring self telling me not to exercise, I do it anyway. Either everything goes fine, or I get sick or injured. It doesn't matter. The point is, 1. I heard the guidance and knew it to be guidance. 2. As I analyzed and judged the guidance, I became fearful because it was incongruent with my cubicle plans. 3. I made a decision to go against my inspired self. 4. This decision was made in fear, thus breeds fear. 5. I am practicing trusting the cubicle self and fear, and distrust of inspiration and my inspired self. Later that day, I feel my inspired self guiding me to pause before beginning a conversation I had planned to have with someone. Here I am again. Do I listen or not? I decide that my not listening went well earlier. I got to do things my way, or maybe things didn't go so well. Who cares? I decide I will not listen yet again. You see, the more we practice not listening and not following inspiration, the more we don't listen and don't follow. Per cubicle self plan, I begin to talk with my friend about something that has been on my mind. Turns out I am not feeling very connected to my inspired self, and I am having trouble expressing my thoughts and feelings. I don't know what I am feeling or thinking or saying, so of course, neither does my friend. We get into a tiff, and I spend the rest of my evening upset, and my friend isn't feeling so grand either. "Well, gee, that went well. I should do this more often, ignore my inspiring self-mind. Boy, that really felt good. I feel so inspired." I don't think so. You see, when we believe the cubicle direction we receive throughout the day, and we receive plenty of it, we place our trust in and experience fear. In our willingness to trust inspired direction that we receive throughout the day, and plenty of it, we experience love. If you have assigned the cubicle self the position of navigator for your day, fasten your seatbelt. You are in for a cubicle day. You have put fear and disconnection in charge. Is this what you really want? The cubicle self has no clear sense of direction. Furthermore, we practice and demonstrate a lack of trust in inspiration's inspiring direction. Furthermore, we have missed out on an opportunity to practice listening, following, and trusting inspiration. This is the trust that brings peace.